for curb appeal that lasts. Shop Labor Day Extra Big Deals at Lowe's. For a limited time, get 50% off all Holland pavers. Plus, save $110 on the Ego Power Plus 56-volt, 2.5-amp-hour blower trimmer combo kit. Now just $249. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/7. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. Holland pavers offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
Your glasses say a lot about you, so you need frames that fit. Fit your face, fit your style, and fit your budget, too. With thousands of frames at My Eye Lab, you will find your perfect fit. Get two pair of eyeglasses for $59.95 plus an eye exam. Schedule your appointment today by calling 1-800-EYE-TEST or simply walk in for a same-day appointment. Find your perfect fit at My Eye Lab. Only certain frames and lenses eligible for offer. Cannot be combined with other offers or insurance. Eye exams available by independent eye care providers located within or adjacent to My Eye Lab. My Eye Lab does not perform eye exams. See store for details.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Was there anything in hindsight that you could have done differently?
Yeah, not throw changeups down the middle.
Yeah, not throw changeups down the middle. That'd be great. That'd be great. Let me ask you guys a question. Like, Lance, would you tell, like, if I had a booger hanging from my nose,
yeah,
would you, like, would
you tell me? If your friends, you tell people, yeah.
You tell people, right? Del?
Right. Yep.
Yeah, now, if let's say I had a hole in my shirt that I didn't know about, would you tell me?
Yeah.
Well, we're not friends, so.
Yeah, but you would probably tell me because you'd call, hey, you're one of the poors, look at your shirt.
I was like, hey.
You'd make fun of
them. Do you have mice at your house? What are you doing? Why are mice eating your shirts?
Yeah, he'd find a way to
insult you while telling you have a problem.
So let me ask you a question. Why do we think then that this Penn State fan is in any way, shape, or form out of line here? When he writes a letter, he wrote a letter to Jonathan Sutherland.
Read the letter. I think the letter is a little much.
So Jonathan Sutherland is a Penn State football player. And he has dreadlocks. He's a pretty good player, actually. And he, well, I mean, this will speak for itself. My wife and I are proud older graduates of Penn State. We follow all Penn State sports, football, wrestling, volleyball, gymnastics, basketball. We love it all. I played all the sports in my younger days. I still played football, basketball into my 50s. I love the competition, but never had the size or the talent to reach your level, though the desire was there. Though the athletes of today are certainly superior to those in my days, we miss the clean-cut young men and women from those days. Watching the Idaho game on TV, we couldn't help but notice your, well, awful hair. Surely there must be mirrors in the locker room. Don't you have parents or girlfriend who told you those shoulder-length dreadlocks look disgusting and are certainly not attractive? We congratulate you on your game against Pitt, but you need to remember you represent all Penn Staters, both current and those alumni from the past. We would welcome the reappearance of dress codes for athletes. You will certainly be playing on Sunday in the future, but we've stopped watching the NFL due to the disgusting tattoos, awful hair, and immature antics in the end zone. Players should act as though they've been there before. For the glory, Dave Peterson. You thought that might have been Elmer writing that, my buddy Elmer?
No, I just asked the question.
Yeah. So if he's just trying to help this young man, thinking, you know what, your hair looks disgusting.
Well, he even asked, surely there must be mirrors in the locker room.
Right.
Your hair is disgusting. Do you not see this?
Don't you
have parents or girlfriends who have told you that this looks
disgusting? Surely they've told you how disgusting your hair looks.
And it's not attractive?
Yeah. I mean, if he's just trying to help the young man out.
What a helpful alumni he is.
He really is.
What a helpful, helpful person.
I mean, he took the time to point this out to this young man who's representing all Penn Staters. why in the world people have thought this is racist when he's trying to help somebody?
Well, Dave Peterson, as you might imagine, has been searched out because he likes to write letters quite a bit.
Oh, he does?
He does. He is a serial letter writer.
He has written newspaper letters to local newspapers about tattoos, babies, how I paid for newspaper display for kids about Muslim holidays was disrespectful to survivors of 9/11. So Dave loves to write.
So he shares when something's on his mind. He doesn't go to Twitter. He goes to the typewriter. Guess is it's this.
Well, it looked like it was typed up. But you guys, okay, so Twitter, does that help anyone ever?
No.
No, that doesn't. So he's trying to be helpful here.
Well, he also likes to be helpful in other regards. According to Tom Cleary, who works for Heavy.com, he found out some stuff about
Five
Dave.
Things you need to know about exactly. Dave. Did we get that already?
Not yet. Peterson has a history of writing similar letters to newspapers in Pennsylvania, including criticizing people with tattoos, saying they should only be on people in prison or drug gangs, saying that educating children about Muslim holidays is offensive to 9/11 victims and survivors, and that babies and young children should not be allowed in public if they make noise. Well, I agree with that one. Mm-hmm. I agree with the last one.
Wow, so, Dave is going to let – I mean, the whole world is Dave's lawn, and he wants you off of it.
Yep.
Well, not with those awful dreadlocks. Yeah. They look terrible. Well,
get off!
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Get your crying baby up. Get your baby that's talking. It said making noise?
If a baby makes noise in public or a small child, they should be banned. Keep them out of public. Yeah. I agree with him.
I'm with him.
And your drug gangs.
Yeah, if you have a tattoo, you belong, and you're either in prison or a drug gang.
That's what my daughter probably thinks. Should they have tattoos? My daughter, she sees a tattoo. Oh, great, a tattoo person. Like, Mommy, can you stop?
You can get the baby out of here.
Stop being so loud. Be quiet with your judging.
Yeah, if you're gonna be judgy, you gotta be quiet. You're too small.
You gotta judge quietly with your loud, shrill voice.
If you don't get daddy hit, you better watch yourself.
Stop judging.
Penn State fan is unbelievable. I love Penn State fan.
I'm sure you do. You enjoy your time with Penn State fan.
You know, kids don't have filters. I know you've got one with John Tyler. I've told you this one before. I don't think Dell doesn't know. I was getting a bike for Drake, and I had to, from like a Target. He was six, I think. Maybe seven, but probably six.
More proof that you're one of the poorest.
And he goes, the lady ringing us out, he goes, Dad, why does that lady look like she have a mustache? Oh my God. I mean, it was so loud. It was unbelievable, and I immediately just wanted to fall to the ground. I'm like, what's that? I don't see Bitter Honeys. Whatever happened to Bitter Honeys? I'm looking at the candy aisle like I didn't hear it. And I'm like, and Drake started talking, and I said, hey, look at this. You want some candy?
So
here we go. To the mustache lady now. Oh, no.
How old was Drake?
Six or seven.
So Drake was like my dad at 45. Because one time we were in this fast food Chinese place, you know, with the heat lamps and stuff. Mm-hmm. And we're just standing in line, and a woman is standing there, and she lets someone cut in front of her.
So it's a buffet, Chinese buffet.
Yeah, kind of buffet type deal, but it was a takeaway place. She let a guy cut in front of her, and he goes, well, you don't look like you're hungry.
Oh no, he didn't.
And she's like, no, fat people like to eat too. I was like, oh.
There's your dad fat shaming again.
But he was like, no, you let some dude cut in front of you. That you must not be hungry because you just let the guy walk in front of you. She was like, no, fat people like to eat too. I was like, oh. And I was like nine. I was like, oh boy.
You're really big.
No. He didn't say, you're really big. He didn't say that.
Did you see this one guy that put out the Russell Wilson picture?
Little piggy girl.
Hey.
Look at the piggy girl.
He doesn't.
No.
He doesn't Mr. say that Olele, to people.
Stop saying look at the
just
piggy girl.
Just because you say it in my dad's,
in my mind.
In alleged dad, my dad's accent is doesn't mean you're not the one.
Is your dad in town?
Del.
Yes, he is.
Get me a.
Del's dad is in town, John, and he won't bring him in studio.
Get me a doctor appointment, Del.
Yeah. Oh, my. No, he does that through email because apparently the internet works well enough for him to send me an email about it, but not well enough for him to make the appointment himself.
The whole Friday, Del's like, oh, my God, my dad's coming and I got to make all his appointments.
I do. Like, and then he's like, hey, yesterday he's like, hey, about this, about the new doctor's appointment, because it's in a new building. He's like, where is it? I was like, where is it? Type in the address and their directions. They will tell you. I've never been there. It's not my doctor.
Did you tell him you have a new podcast? Was he happy?
No, I went. Why would I tell him that? I don't. He doesn't. He's not interested in my life. He's just interested in what I can do for him while he's here.
No, you're just a butler.
Yeah. Love your dad.
He's like, hey,
why don't you bring your dad in the studio?
He won't. I've already asked.
My dad would have no interest in coming up here. He'd be like, what is this?
Tell us some stories about Dale.
I've already told him all. No, his stories are far more interesting. All I do is sit at home and watch
his
Netflix.
Stories of your dad are really good. They're surprisingly good.
Hey, yep. Not every dad can have. Not every dad can search through a mail order bride catalog to find his next.
Well, I mean, that's no one's going to come over the top of that one. No. That one's going to be the champ. But I did like the casino one pretty good too.
Everyone loves the fact that I had the.
And actually, casino's third behind Home Depot. The Home Depot extradition was pretty strong. Too.
It was more banishment. Nigeria didn't want him back. He just sent them there. There was no extradition.
You know who is right? China over Hong Kong.
No.
Extradite. No. We haven't even done one China thing yet.
Oh, no. China's not done.
How about Daryl Moore?
China's not anywhere near
we were
done.
I was talking to Malik. You know, Malik's like, dude, did James really? We were talking about how it's like. This is crazy. James loves money so much. He's like, China, I just wanted to say, we are super sorry. Okay? You give us the most important love. Me and Russ love you guys. We love playing here. We come. Man, we are super sorry. Like, watching the NBA players and front office grovel to China,
well,
really, it's getting so bad. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so – do they know how cringeworthy this is?
But do you know how – the NBA right now, they've all preseason games are off. They're not allowed to. China said, no, we're shutting down every preseason game. This is going to be Daryl Morey has opened up. He has maybe lost billions for the NBA.
Well,
billions for the NBA.
It's not the billions. I saw an estimation of if they cut everything off, which it's not expected to do right now. A lot of people think they're just flexing their muscle right now because this is what they do. They have a history of doing this to impose their will. But, I mean, if we're going to suckle from the Chinese teat for basketball, what's going to happen, though, and this is what it's done for me. I can't speak for you guys, but it's really shined a light on, oh, my gosh. Like, I look at the NBA in a different light. I'm like, you guys look pathetic. You look like the pathetic girlfriend taking a really abusive boyfriend back, or the pathetic boyfriend who's like, I don't care that she cheated on me. It was my fault because I didn't treat her with respect.
Did you?
And I'm like, guys, NBA, what are you doing?
So the NBA is a C word?
No, I'm not saying the NBA is the C word necessarily.
They sit in a corner and let China do whatever they want to whoever they want.
Well, they are. I mean,
well,
they are definitely submissives.
Well,
the NBA looks like a bunch of submissives.
They do.
I can tell you that much. And watching James, I LeBron's going to keep his mouth shut because he's got a bunch of business interests. So super woke LeBron is about to be the most quiet. And, you know, there was one Colin Kaepernick, a guy who said, yeah, I'll risk it. I don't care. I got a comment. And his money dried up and that's it. He lost his whole career.
Except for the lawsuit that he won and got paid by all the NFL teams for not playing.
Yeah, but he didn't. First of all, he didn't get as much. Did you see what it ended up? Everyone was thinking it was like $40 million. It was not even remotely close to that much. It wasn't as much as people thought, number one. And then number two, all these guys who act like they're really down for the cause, they're not down for the cause. Yeah. And we're finding that out right now.
But does Colin have enough money to pay for a patio?
Yeah. Do you think they could buy a patio with it?
Yeah, he could, actually. And Texas Custom Patio. Oh, I was out. Man, I was on the patio last night. I saw some of the Yankees, and then I turned and I was watching The Town, right? The Ben Affleck movie. It was a good movie. Jeremy Renner, The Town. And I was out on the patio. What a glorious night it was last night. It felt unbelievable. I was so excited. I met with Steven, and we're going to start talking about potentially adding a kitchen onto my patio and reconfiguring so I have room for a kitchen, because that was something I didn't get done originally. This is something Texas Custom Patios will do for you. When you want to get a patio, you may not know exactly what you want, but they have so many different pictures and so many different layouts to choose from. They will customize it to the space that you have available at your home, and they will build you something that's going to bring back dollar for dollar value when it comes time to sell your home. But more importantly, forget selling your home. How about turning your house into a home and a house where you love to spend your time outdoors on your unbelievable outdoor living area that is your patio? TexasCustomPatios.com, much more than a patio. It's an outdoor living space, and you can get it custom designed for you today. TexasCustomPatios.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
Hey, Lance Zierlein here from The Bench. This podcast is brought to you by our friends at Superior Window Company. Listen, if you're still living with single-pane windows, it's time for a home window upgrade. Get started on your path to home window replacement. Visit SuperiorWindowCompany.com and tell them Lance Zierlein sent you.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
We had on Twitter, Dre said he wrote a letter to John. Dear John, we're going to need you to take one for the team. You need to find a slump buster while you're in Tampa. That's not John's business. John is a happily kept man by the president and general manager of ABC 13, Wendy Granato. It's not his job to get into the slump buster stuff. That's going to have to be Kyle Tucker. Yep. I think he's probably single. And Kyle Tucker's going to have to take one for the team. It's going to be on Kyle Tucker. Is John there, by the way?
I guess not. I don't know what happened.
Is he connected?
I don't know. I have to look.
Okay. We'll figure it out. Until then, let's get Freddie on here from our resident Cleveland Browns miserable fan. This is the year, Freddie. This is going to be the year that it is all coming together for you guys, right?
Yeah, I would probably have to go with no on that one. I mean,
well, that's
right
what I
now,
thought. We all thought that.
Well, I did too. I mean, we got fooled. You guys are just talking about pathetic ex-girlfriends. That's kind of what I feel like right now. You know, the biggest positive from last night would have to be rookie specialist. I mean, our punter, who's the reigning AFC Special Teams Player of the Month, the Scottish Hammer, who was playing a different kind of football until like 4 years ago. They found him in Arkansas Pine Bluff. Hits moonshots that he can't return. It's a beautiful thing. And then our kicker hasn't missed a field goal yet. Both rookies. Phenomenal. The rest of the team, I feel like we have all these shiny toys. We had all this talk, but in practicality, it's been very underwhelming. I think it's very, very, very reminiscent of John Granato's golf game. That's how I feel.
Is that how you feel about it, Freddie?
That is what the Browns look like to me. All these nice things, there's a whole lot of run in our mouths, but when we tee the ball up, we line up, it's pretty underwhelming. I think there's a lot of similarities.
A lot of similarities for you there, Freddie. Is there? All right. I got to take it because Freddie's beating the snot out of me, if you want to know the truth.
Oh, you know Freddie?
I know Freddie.
Oh, and okay.
Yeah, he's a miserable Browns fan. And that's the only real joy that I get, because we love Alonzo, but Freddie here is, also, you know, it's somebody that I really, really like to root against because he's got a mouth on him. He's got a mouth on him that you just want to give him a fresh one.
I get it. Now you're really caught in a tough spot, John, because you love Alonzo and you want him to do well. However, you also like for other people to be miserable, especially people you golf against and potentially gamble against, I would assume.
Yes.
And so, so this is one of those things where you're kind of, some would say you're in a no-win situation. I would call it a no-lose situation.
Right. Well, or, you know, but it's a no-win because I love Alonzo. A thing about Freddie is that, I just love every second of his misery. So this is this is something that I've got to I have to deal with on a daily basis. I just, he's pretty much had his way with me, though, if you want to know the truth in golf. So I really can't, there's nothing I can say about that. He's a good player. He's actually a good player. And I hate to admit that, but I do love when this is the only thing that I gain out of a Browns loss is his misery. So I enjoy that a little bit. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Clint says, hey, have they ever thought about taking, here's something that's crazy no one's ever talked about, out of left field. What if Springer wasn't the leadoff hitter? Yeah. I know it's crazy. Nobody's ever mentioned something like it, but still.
Why would you do this, Clint? Why would you do this? Why are you doing this?
It's funny. I've never heard that either, but it does sound like something that should be considered. I've never ever thought of that though, Clint. But that is something that should be, especially when dude's 0-13, 0-13 with one walk.
I'm gonna call it. George Springer goes yard leadoff home run today.
0-13, one walk, 14 plate appearances. He's got a walk.
Here comes the leadoff bomb.
I'm going to tell you what else. Who else? I know he's 2-12, but Brantley looks miserable at the plate.
Yep.
Miserable. You know, Jordan's putting the bat on the ball a little bit. He's looking okay. Chirinos had himself a hit.
Altuve's showing up. Correa's showing up.
Correa,
a combination of defense and he's hitting the ball hard, and his defense has been fantastic.
Well, he had some great swings in game two, and he had some pitiful swings yesterday.
How about yesterday when he bombed the one yesterday that was foul, just cracked it?
Yeah, that was foul.
Well, it's still a good
foul. And then next pitch, and it's always when you hit a long foul home run, you can just walk back to the dugout because your bat's over. You're going to strike out.
I know. It's almost like you're set up for that. It is late enough. It's 8:24. I'll bring this up. Did you see this, Jason? In the H sent us this. The sexual rewards list that a wife had for her husband. Yeah. Did you see this? Yeah. It says it's written on a notebook. You know, a bound notebook, and it's a British woman, clearly, because when I read, you'll know. And it's at the top, it says sexual rewards, and it says wash dishes equal
HJ.
Yeah, wash dishes and put away. You can't just wash the dishes. You have to put them away. That's that. Look after kids for a whole day includes feeding, doing nappies, and putting to bed equals, I would say, what would be considered work that is a step above the ones con los manos.
Right. It's above a Robert Kraft.
Yes. Right. Then you have Hoover House, which is vacuum. Hoover House equals touch Fanny. Okay, immediately you know she's British because she said touch Fanny.
That's Hoover.
In Hoover. That's, well, Hoover's a brand name, but still, touch Fanny means, okay, 100% British. First of all, that's a terrible payoff. That's an off touch Fanny. What is this? No, thanks. I'll skip this one every single time. Fold and put away washing. That's also, you know, she's British. Fold and put away washing equals kisses. No, what? All of these go. We're talking about, it's going to end in job for any of these. All of these. What are you talking about? Fold and put away washing equals kisses. Cook dinner in clean kitchen equals anything you want. That seems reasonable. And the last one is two or more jobs in one day equals sex. And first of all, I'm thinking, okay, clearly anything you want means anything reasonable that does not include the relations. Because why would she say anything you want on one, you know, and then two jobs or more and you get that? I mean, no, we need to define anything you want, first and foremost. And secondly, I think some of these payouts are terrible. Well, on this text exchange, by the way, there was all of a sudden different people were weighing in on some different things. And I think it was Amber, our friend Jackie's wife, said, yeah, those need to be flipped on anything. She goes on and says something about there's nothing sexier than transaction sex or something like that, where transactions for sex. And then Riostradamus says, I've said this for decades. Relationships are just money laundering for prostitution. That is the funniest thing I've seen today. Del, keep that in mind. If you do get married, you're going to have to do some bargaining.
Del, you do the There's dishes.
There's going to be some bargaining at times.
Do the dishes and you get a Robert Kraft. How about that?
Yeah. Does that sound good? You can touch Fanny if you put away the washing. You might be able to touch
if
a Fanny.
If I do the dishes, I get four strange hands on me. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Yeah.
Four I don't hands. Think that's exactly what
no,
that
he said. I get a Robert Kraft. That means I get four hands on me.
No.
I mean, you got to simplify.
And put away. And
it's
put
not
away.
Always four hands.
Yeah, okay? And put
but
away.
Does it mean,
I'm sure Mr. Kraft also had just two at a time.
But put away.
Four or two, does it always mean they can be someone that isn't my significant
no,
other?
Like, it's your, no,
Del. No.
No.
Then why would I try to change the game?
Then why would I put away the dishes?
Quit trying to change the way the game
see,
is played.
That ain't fair.
I want to see Nicole's list. Forget that woman. I want to see Nicole's list.
Way more expensive. And then the other ones are just... I won't be ugly to you if you do the first four. Maybe. First of all, I don't do any. I'm not doing a lot of those. I will do the kitchen one. Folding clothes. You know why she wouldn't do that? Your folding sucks. This is terrible.
I know, but that's the way to do
that's
it.
Right. I'm intentionally bad folding.
What would she give you if you remember to not leave your glass of Topo Chico in the freezer?
Yeah. Nothing. I don't get anything. It's just expected for some reason.
Well, yeah, for some reason.
So glass why breaks every think, once in a while in the freezer. Big deal.
Why would she think you're not going to leave it in there? That's ridiculous.
Sometimes you do, and then I clean it up, and it's pretty good. I mean, there's going to be a couple little pieces of glass here and there that you can't get, you don't see. Right. That happens. That's part of it.
You know what else happens? You know what else happens when you drink? You get a little hungover, right? Maybe you're...
Nicole,
or
shout out
maybe,
to Chicago.
Or maybe you take a Cheers. Maybe you take three capsules before you go to bed and you feel great the next day because that's what Cheers do. And, oh, by the way, now the playoffs are longer. More games. Guess what's going to happen? Going to drink more. Guess what you're going to need? More Cheers health because Cheers wants you to feel great while you're cheering your team on. Cheers wants you to have all of your enthusiasm back the next day because when you're hungover, you're not nearly as enthusiastic. So what Cheers is doing is they're giving you 19% off. All you got to do is go to cheershealth.com/crushcity19 and you get 19% off on your Cheers. Why pay a full price when you can get 19? Just pay 81%. cheershealth.com/crushcity19.
Dan Windsor with the Houston Sabercats here. Even when I'm down under, I'm listening to ESPN 97.5 on the app. You can stream the boys from anywhere. Mate.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Del. Raheel's going to join us in just in less than a half hour here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you'd like to get in here. 713-780-3776. According to John McClain, apparently Deshaun got rid of the ball almost a half a second quicker in this football game. It was pretty obvious that he was making quicker decisions.
He was coached up, took the coaching, and did his job and did it exceptionally well. And yep. You're going to have times where, as long as that becomes more of the default, the standard, and then he looks to make plays and take some sacks from time to time, not only can you live with that, that'll make him one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah. No, he looked like one of the best quarterbacks in the league the other day. Now, look at the difference. I mean, I'm telling you, dude, we can't sleep on the Panthers. If they get quarterback play with Christian McCaffrey and that defense is so under everybody, the Bears, you know, I'm telling you, that Panthers defense is making every quarterback look terrible.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job. I mean, Jacksonville had 24, but Gardner didn't have a big game. But although DJ Chark had a pretty good game, where are they going to get good quarterback play from? It's not going to be Kyle Allen, and I think to me Cam Newton's all beat to hell. I think Cam Newton's best days are gone. So right now, Christian McCaffrey, did you hear that stat before our show on Mike and Mike, where Christian McCaffrey is only the second player in NFL history to have 175 scrimmage yards in four of his first five games in a season? Jim Brown's the other one. I mean, Christian McCaffrey right now is just on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
And I know right now he's getting the status that Alvin Kamara was afforded before him, although Christian McCaffrey really is running the ball more and better than Alvin Kamara. Kamara was really more of a, hey, his touches are going to come receiving and rushing. Man, they're strapping the feed bag on McCaffrey and saying, go to work.
Five games in, three top MVP candidates. McCaffrey's one of them.
Yeah, McCaffrey's one. Mahomes, McCaffrey. You can't do Shaq Barrett, but he's got a ton of sacks, but there's not enough W's there. God, that's a good one. I'm trying to think if there is a defensive player that would be in the mix.
Aaron Donald or Khalil Mack.
Yeah, but what, they're both 3-2 right now?
Yeah.
I guess you'd have to say Khalil Mack. Aaron Donald doesn't have the numbers right now. He's all over everyone's face, but he doesn't have the sack number. So I'd say Khalil Mack if you wanted to make a defensive player.
I guess Aaron Rodgers would be.
Yeah, Aaron's putting together a good season.
He's having himself a nice season so far. But I'm looking through. We're sleeping on the 40. What about Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I'm going to have to look at some of the stats because, to be honest with you, I'm not even aware of what the stats are for some of these guys because it's just not, you know, it's just not. Let me see. There's Tom Brady, 10 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They haven't lost. He's thrown for 1,400 yards. I mean, there's Tom.
Tommy's right there.
Tommy's up there, way up there.
McCaffrey's leading the league in rushing. Dalvin Cook is second, and dude's catching passes.
Yeah,
too.
Dalvin Cook is in there. Dalvin Cook's in there. Although, what are their? Yeah, their win total is at 3 right now, too. I think. Look at Tom Brady right now. He's throwing 66.7% completions in his games so far this year. In his five games, he's thrown for 303 times. He's averaging close to 300 a game. He's got 2 touchdowns or more in 4 of his 5 games. He did not have a good game against Buffalo. Speaking of really talented defenses, Buffalo is 4-1, John.
Mm-hmm.
Buffalo is 4-1, and they just are saying, yeah, listen, I got some bad news for you. If you guys are hoping to do anything against us offensively, here's what they've allowed. 16, 14, 17, and 16-7. They haven't even allowed anyone to score more than 17 on them so far. Now, they played the Jets, Bengals, Giants, Titans, and Pats.
But they made the Pats look bad.
Yeah. They've won games with 17 and 14 and 21 so far this year.
Michael Thomas is another guy that you'd have to look at.
Yeah, Michael Thomas is putting it up.
Yeah. So is Cooper Kupp now.
Yes. Yeah, Cooper Kupp. I came to the realization after watching Cooper Kupp in the Monday night game, and you just really see he's gotten, he was a very good route runner coming out of college, and he's gotten even better. I mean, Cooper Kupp is going to be a tremendously productive NFL wide receiver if he can stay healthy. If he can stay healthy.
I'm voting. If it's right now, I'm going with McCaffrey.
Three-win team over Tommy. You're doing that because you don't want to give it to Mahomes again or Tom again, which I'm fine with. That's cool. I don't have a problem with that. McCaffrey has, by the true definition, just done everything for his team, everything he's been asked to. And frankly, they're winning games with Kyle Allen. I mean, they beat the Texans with Kyle Allen. They beat Gardner Mania, Minshew Mania with Kyle Allen. Give them their respect.
Yeah. Here's a question. Since the kids are in school, right? Or what about the late kids?
No. Everyone's in school.
All right, what's your guys' answer?
Homeschool.
You can have sex with one real person from all of human history. Who is your ultimate lay? This guy says, I'd like to have sex one more time with my wife who passed away from cancer 9 years ago. My body yearns for hers. The ultimate downside to finding the one is she may die young and leave you wanting. The next guy said, I also choose this guy's dead wife.
I am just not prepared for humanity to be this terrible. Dell's in there laughing. Dell's laughing. This is, you know, that man is trying to share a special.
It's so phony sincere by the first guy that I appreciate the second guy going, I'd also have sex with your dead wife.
Where did you see this, John? What terrible place
Jackie,
has this?
Jackie sent it.
Oh, man. Look, because that's, look, man, if you were offered that question, I get it. You loved your wife, but don't pick the dead. Don't pick your dead wife for this scenario.
Yeah, Dell. If he misses her, yes,
it's
this
stupid.
Is a chance.
Say you would say I would want her back because she's the light of my life, my soulmate, blah blah blah. But come on, bro, you know the sex wasn't that good. Pick somebody else.
Dell, you are heartless.
You know what? Terrible. His body
when
yearns
Del was
for
a kid,
hers.
His body doesn't yearn for her.
This is an imitation of Dell. And then the Who's in Whoville are all excited about Christmas, and the Grinch steals their stuff, and Dell is just laughing uproariously as a 6-year-old.
Dell, you did enjoy it.
He loves it.
When the Grinch was ahead, you loved it.
And then when they all got together and they brought the Grinch's little tiny heart into Whoville, and he was there, Dell's like, click. He just changed channels.
I mean,
he lost interest.
I don't watch the Grinch movies or read the book. The Grinch disturbs me, the look of him. But I get his method. I understand why he does what he does. but look, man, you're out here. That's a question where you can pick anyone, and you're supposed to pick your desired sexual object. You're going to pick your wife. He deserved that joke to follow.
He didn't deserve the joke about I would rather sleep with his wife, his dead wife.
No,
he didn't deserve that joke.
I
choose his dead wife as well.
He didn't deserve that, Dell.
Yes, he did. Come on, bro. That question's being asked for you to pick whoever, whenever. You could go Cleopatra if you so choose. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Some historic.
He chose his wife because his body yearns.
I choose Babe Diedrich and Zaharias.
See, there you go. There you go. That's your choice.
What the hell?
And here she is. She can pole vault, high jump, throw a baseball. And when the washing is right, she can wash and fold those clothes and put them away. She's the every woman. She is a great one. Babe Diedrichson Zaharias.
I don't know how long.
Throw her of footballs and make her of dinners.
I don't know how long he was with his wife, his now deceased wife. But if he was with her for any amount of time going past, let's say, three years?
Mr. Grinch.
3 years if he was with her past 3 years?
You really are
a-hole. You're not really desiring her, but beyond any, my body yearns for her.
Yeah.
Bro,
yeah.
Look,
yearning.
Man,
but also,
yearning. What you yearning for? The mish position all the time? What are you yearning for?
But also, she used to make an amazing cowboy macaroni
with macaroni
and cheese and beef.
That's not what he said.
That was in there. That was unsaid.
He yearned for the mish position. And
you are such are the most cynical person.
Worst person
on earth.
Excuse me.
He's going to be sideways.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Sir.
I give you the option of having sex with any person in history that you want, and you've and who do you choose? Well, I'm glad you asked. I desire my dead wife because you know what? Nothing beats the mish position and unenthusiastic.
Why do you think it's always the mish?
Because a guy who writes like that is only having sex in the mish position. To be honest with you. He's only doing that.
I'm just so uncomfortable with this whole segment.
I'm done with this.
Still makes me so uncomfortable. Okay. Why? Nothing, John. Let's get back to changing the leadoff batter again.
You know what? Instead of having sex now, you know what?
Hey, the mid position and a dry.
Go play poker instead.
Let's just go to
poker.
And a dry poker hand.
That's terrible when you don't get any hands. Here's the deal is that Prime now, they've changed the tournament structure. It's still at 1 o'clock every day, but now it's 7 days a week. It's $200 tournaments Monday through Friday, $300 tournaments on the weekends. And they got some unbelievable, they got great, no more all these rebuys and all that stuff. It's real poker now. It's not that that wasn't real poker, but you know it's obvious it's different. This is different. I love it because it's more freeze out. You can rebuy once.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get back in once, but you can't keep on going back in over and over and over again just trying to cash big. You can't do that. So this is real poker now. 200 during the week, Lance. 300 on the weekend.
Yeah, but don't forget, they have also got a loyalty program for tournament players. So from today all the way until November 2nd, everyone who enters the tournament gets a drawing ticket. And if you register on time, you get a bonus ticket. And on November 3rd, they're going to draw three names that are all going to get $1,000 in cash. So make sure, and you don't even have to be present for that. So make sure that you go play your poker at Prime Social at Stony Brook and Westheimer. It's PrimeSocialTX.com.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
That thing with I also choose this guy's dead wife. 88,000 likes. That's so funny. That's one of the funniest things ever. Steve says, now everybody wants to know why I'm laughing at my desk. What the hell?
Hey, did you realize, by the way, that Robert Saleh, I think the defensive coordinator for San Francisco 49ers and Matt LaFleur were both on the staff. Kevin Cooper said, can't believe these two guys were fighting over who would get to use the copy machine first against Charles Hampton. Like the three of them were trying to figure out. They were just runners. They were doing. Robert Saleh was, who's the defense coordinator, looks like Vin Diesel for San Francisco 49ers. He came over because Kyle Shanahan knows him from their time in Houston together. Matt LaFleur, the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, he was also in Houston at one point. So here are two guys who were just, this is how the league works. Like more times than not, I remember Charlie Casserly, you know, this guy was a GM who ended up winning a Super Bowl. Charlie Casserly was a gopher who lived in a broom closet for a while. He literally lived in a broom closet. It is always staggering to me to read some of these success stories, to hear about some of these success stories about, I heard one this weekend when I was in Chicago, one of the guys there. Now he studied from a business standpoint, you know, to become, you know, to move higher up. He was a receptionist at a hospital. He is now the CEO of that hospital. That's kind of like what Charlie Casserly did to become a general manager. But Sean McVay's success story, you know, how he came up is really impressive. It's just hustling, just guys hustling. And there's Robert Saleh making no money. Now he's a defense coordinator, Kyle Shanahan. Matt LaFleur. That's how most of these guys get started. And I hear people talk about, like, I've got a kid who's 16 years old who's my intern. I decided to make him an intern for my NFL stuff. This kid reached out to me last year during the spring, said, "Mr. Zuerlein, I admire your work. I also am trying to get into the draft circles," and I get this stuff all the time. It turns out he was a sophomore in high school. He had his own draft profile write-ups on like 120 prospects. They were really good, and he goes to the Senior Bowl. He takes time off of school and does homework in advance to go down to the Senior Bowl. He wanted to add the combine. He was asking me if he should go to the combine, and so I saw what a hustler he is, and so I said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to give you a shot. I'm going to make you my intern." And I gave him, you know, we're just looking up stories on different players, things that the NFL Network can use. But sometimes when you see these kids who are like, or younger people who are mega hustlers, you just see it in them. You know what they're going to be. You know what they're going to do. That's where a lot of successful people come from, is just the hustle method. They weren't making any money early on. They just got the foot in the door. And once their foot was in the door, it was a wrap. They were going to be successful because they got their shot.
I remember Robert at the Texans. Yeah, he's always had the bald head, so he stands out.
Yeah.
He's always shaved. I don't know what to do, but he's always been like, and I remember him. Well, I don't remember LaFleur, but I do remember Robert Saleh, and I didn't know what he did. Yeah, he was just a runner. He was just a guy that was there just doing stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember him well. And now look at that. That is awesome. Good for him. Coop's right. That they used to, you know, fight over who was going to get to the printer first, because they, you know, what I'm doing. Coach wants me to do this. I got to do it. I got to run. And, yeah, you know, and it's a, you know, same stuff. But that's cool. Good for him. Yeah, that's all about hustle, which, you know, I think it's overrated. But, you know, I know Dell thinks it's overrated, all that hustle stuff and trying to get ahead in life, those things.
I don't think it's overrated. I just think sometimes it's overblown. That's all.
Let other people do all that, right?
Yeah, I mean, if there's no room for upward mobility, why are you hustling?
Yeah, what's your hustling about?
Some places
take your time.
Some places allow for upward mobility, and that's where you hustle. Other places, you got to know. Look, they ain't no promotion coming here. Just do your job.
just punch in, punch out. Show no enthusiasm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to be. You don't have to be a sad sack, but do your job to the best of your ability. But don't try harder. Ain't nothing gonna come of it.
That's a lesson for all you kids that
for all you hustlers hooky out there. No, for all you kids looking to be the best you can be.
No, I'm not suggesting.
Dell says slow it down.
I'm not suggesting not trying hard, but you got to realize your situation. In some places, you can try as hard as you want.
All right, so this kid's name is Nathan Papandrea. He lives in Connecticut, and he's an O-line, D-line. So I'm like, so I told one of my guys in L.A., Charlie Uke, I said, "Hey, this kid's doing this for us. I got him. I think he's really going to help. Is there any way he's like, "Well, can we get him some?" He goes, "Why don't I send him some merchandise?" And I said, "Yeah, that'd be great." And he said, "You want some too?" I said, "Yeah." And so he goes, "Well, what size for you?" I said, "Send me an XL." He said, "What about for him?" I was like, "Well, he's offensive line, defensive line. So I would assume a double XL." I'm talking to this kid. I tell him, because I have to make sure and tell him, "Look, your schoolwork," I sound like a dad, "your schoolwork and football come first, and then comes the draft stuff. But you need to make sure your schoolwork is good." And so I tell the kid, "Yeah, I'm assuming you're double XL because you're offensive line, defensive line." He goes, "Actually, Mr. Zuerlein, I'm 6'1", 200 pounds. I'm like, "Oh, that's right. You're from Connecticut. That's where offensive and defensive line, that's right."
Mm-hmm.
Chris Sims played against guys that look like you, which is why he tricked everybody about being a quarterback. That's right. Although I know
trickster.
Chris was New Jersey, y'all can save it. But that's when I realized, oh, yeah, offensive and defensive linemen in Connecticut can weigh about 200 pounds. I forgot about that. So let's make it a large.
Yeah, just a large is fine. Mr. Zuerlein, thanks. Thanks for
actually,
my internship.
Actually, Mr. Zuerlein, I'm only 200 pounds playing defensive tackle.
Well, now I know why you want to get in the draft, because you ain't getting into college football playing. That's for mm-mm sure, sir. You're small to be a quarterback, kid.
So when, Lance, Art's outing you on this one.
What?
Who is it in history that you want to have sex with?
What do you mean Art's outing me? You pick.
He's I don't know. He said hashtag JLo.
I mean, if that's what he thinks, I'll just let it ride.
Mine is just my wife.
Yeah,
that's it.
Mine is my wife. If somebody put a gun to my head and said, "You have to," first of all, it, nothing's probably happening because that's a lot of pressure. But number two, I guess Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Hmm.
You had a name, huh? She's in the new Will Smith movie.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead is?
Yeah, she, and I saw her in the trailer for the
One where Will's got a twin that's trying to kill him.
It's not a twin; it's his younger self, like a clone or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's got a clone. Yeah, he's got a clone with no goatee.
Yeah, he's it's a younger Will Smith trying to kill him.
Yeah.
She's What's in her that. Name?
Mary Elizabeth Winstead.
Smoke.
She's in Fargo.
Smoke.
What, season two or three?
Season at least three. Yeah, three.
Yeah. You would recognize her, John.
Yeah, I recognize her. That's it, Lance? Okay.
What are you talking about? I guess you don't see the good picture.
Mm-hmm.
No, some of these pictures, wait until you just go to Fargo, and then you'll be like, oh, never mind.
Mine's my wife.
What's
and
wrong
that's
with
it.
Mary Elizabeth
Nothing.
Winstead, Dell?
I'm not.
Oh, John doesn't like brunettes. I forgot.
Yeah, I'm with you on it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, she's pretty. Don't get me wrong. But
thank you. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm choosing time, just my history? Wife.
She's got a quirky indie look that I like.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yep. I like her indie stylings, John.
All right. You know what I like?
She's not
I like
plastic,
to take a break on time.
John.
I like having hair. That's what I like. That's what I like. And that's what I have. And it is coming in. And I'm telling the entire process is going to be, I don't know, 8 months or so, 7-8 months. But the actual, and I don't want to call it surgery, the grafting, it's neo-grafting. It's about 4 hours. That was what it was for me. It was a little bit longer for Fred. He had more hairs to put in. He had to do his hairline. I didn't have to do all that. I just had the giant divot out of the back of my head. But here's the deal is Dr. Linville is unbelievable. He is so good. I'm telling you. And there's all kinds of plastic surgery there, people. If your wife is looking for whatever, doc does it, okay? But with us, we're just concentrating on the hair thing. Are you follically challenged? If you are, go to 975hair.com and see the easy process that it is. It's wonderful. I did the cut thing before. It was terrible. This, so much easier. Neo grafting. Find out what it's all about. 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.
Your glasses say a lot about you, so you need frames that fit. Fit your face, fit your style, and fit your budget, too. With thousands of frames at My Eye Lab, you will find your perfect fit. Get two pair of eyeglasses for $59.95 plus an eye exam. Schedule your appointment today by calling 1-800-EYE-TEST or simply walk in for a same-day appointment. Find your perfect fit at My Eye Lab. Only certain frames and lenses eligible for offer. Cannot be combined with other offers or insurance. Eye exams available by independent eye care providers located within or adjacent to My Eye Lab. My Eye Lab does not perform eye exams. See store for details.